الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. وقال تعالى: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي. One of the important aspects of ibadah is dua. Dua is asking Allah Azza wa Jal, begging Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And it is ibadah the way we have other ibadat. But because sometimes we don't pay attention to this aspect of ibadah, so I thought today we should have some reminder for myself and also for all of us about dua. When we look at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to teach Sahaba how to make dua. Obviously, we have dua for specific occasions. If a person has a specific need, there is dua for that. If a person wants to do istikhara, not sure about something, and wants to know what is it that Allah prefers for him, what is it that Allah Azza wa Jal likes for him, then there is istikhara for that. So there is dua for that. And we learn from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to teach Sahaba radiallahu anhum dua the way he used to teach them the Quran. The way he used to teach them the Quran, he also used to teach them dua. So that means it must be important. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he paid attention. The way he taught the Quran, he also taught dua. Dua is not to inform Allah Azza wa Jalla about our need, that I am in need of this thing. Because Allah already knows what we are in need of. Allah Azza wa Jalla is alimun bidhati sudur. He knows what is inside the heart. So if we are in a situation, Allah already knows that we are in that situation. So dua is not to inform Allah Azza wa Jalla that I am writing a letter, giving a message, or saying, this is what I need. Like, we need something at a workplace. So we go to the boss, we go to the line manager, and we say, excuse me, this is what we need. We're going to have this event. This is the list that I need for that event. Dua is not that. Dua is not to inform Allah Azza wa Jalla, because Allah is already aware of what we are in need. Then what is dua? Dua is to realize that we are in need of Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. We are in need of Allah's help. All the time, and obviously for this specific purpose for which we are making dua. So we express our need to Allah Azza wa Jalla, so that we realize ourselves that we are in need. Because we forget that we are in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. We forget that Allah can fulfill my needs. We forget that Allah Azza wa Jal, He can solve my problems. So we make dua so that we have that realization that I am in need of Allah's mercy all the time. And Allah is the only one who can help me out and who can help me fulfill my needs. Allah is able to do anything. So Allah Azza wa Jalla could have done that, could have fulfilled my need without me asking Him. Like you see the parents, they know that the child needs this. So even though the child is not asking, they give that. Allah has more mercy than our parents. Allah Azza wa Jalla is more merciful than anybody else. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can easily fulfill our need without us asking Him. And lots of our needs are already fulfilled in that manner anyway.
In fact, most of our needs are automated. They are fulfilled by Allah Azza wa Jal. There are a few things Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see if we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we rely on Allah Azza wa Jal, if we realize that Allah can do anything for me, if we admit that Allah is the only one who can help me out. And for that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us beautiful gift of dua. We do dua, obviously we are going to have our need fulfilled. For us, that looks the primary benefit, that my immediate need is fulfilled. You know, we are a human being and we need our needs to be fulfilled. But there is another objective which might be perhaps more important and more beneficial, that we have that tadallul in our heart, we have that tawagu in our heart, we have that humility before Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah, I am in need of you. Ya Allah, I am in need of you. I beg you, I ask you. I ask you like a humble slave who does not have any control over his affairs whatsoever. And you are the only one who has full control over all my affairs. So I'm asking you for help. When a person has this realization, obviously his needs fulfilled, but he's also benefiting from dua. That's why in Islam, dua is important, you know, block of our life. Dua is a very important aspect of our life. But unfortunately, we don't pay attention to this. Yes, we make dua, but our dua is in a hurry. Our dua is in rush. Our dua is always on the move. Dua on the go. Dua on run. Yes, we need dua on the go, no doubt. We need to make dua on the move, no doubt. But we need to settle and make dua as well. We need to sit and make dua. We need to stand and make dua. We need to have sajda and make dua. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. A person is closest to Allah Azza wa Jal when he is in sajda. First salah has its own formality. Obligatory prayers has its own restriction. Because mostly first salah is done with jama'ah, and jama'ah has its own formality. But nafl has a lot of convenience, and nafl salah has a lot of flexibility. So in the nafl prayer, we can make dua in sajda. When we pray nafl salah, we can make longer sajda. And we make longer sajda, we can make longer tasbih, lots of tasbih. We can make longer sajda, and we can make lots of dua. We can make lots of dua in the nafl salah. When we make longer dua, that is when we develop the tadallul in the heart. That is when we develop the iftiqar in the heart, that I am in need of Allah Azza wa Jal for this matter and for all the matters, for this need and for all the needs. That is the ubudiyyah towards Allah Azza wa Jal. That is to realize that I am totally, completely dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal in every matter of my life. And that's why we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to teach Sahaba radiallahu anhum how to make dua for different occasions, for different matters. And also, dua to express his humility. In the Battle of Badr, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not leave with the intention of fight. The caravan of Sufyan, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, who was not Muslim at that time, was going with the goods of business from Sham back to Makkah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the news, he had the information that all the people of Makkah invested in that caravan. You know, this idea now we have that you have companies made, right? Like three people join in a partnership, 10 people join, 100 people join, 1,000 people join, people buy shares. Many people think that this is a new business, that you have a share in a company. This is not a new. This is nothing new. In the caravan of Abu Sufyan, which he took to Sham to do business, almost everybody had a share in that business goods. So much so that in the books of Sirah, even if a person could give 1 dirham, could buy the share of 1 dirham, he did that. Even 1 dirham, they bought the share. So this is the business. 1,000 people, 10,000 people, this is company. The rules and regulations may not be same. The norms and the business traditions may not be same, but the idea is there. The idea is not new. Because many people think that, no, modern economy is totally different. We cannot follow Islamic rules for modern economy. The teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal, they include for all the times. So all the manners in which people have been doing business, the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal covers everything. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he wanted to chase that caravan because he wanted to disrupt the supply of the money. He wanted to break the backbone. Money is the backbone. You don't have money, you don't have weapons, you cannot fight. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he took the Sahaba radiallahu anhum so that they can disrupt the caravan, they can attack the caravan. Obviously, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he got the news that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is chasing us. So he changed the route and somehow he managed to escape to Makkah. But before reaching Makkah, he already sent information, news to the people of Makkah. Come on, come out, come out, come out. Muhammad is attacking us. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we need to defend ourselves. So the people of Makkah, they prepared war. Our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not have any choice except to fight back. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that night kept praying and praying, making dua. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is comforting him that Allah has already listened to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help you. Allah will give you victory. Abu Bakr is saying, Ya Rasulullah, enough. You know, take care of yourself. Because he was taking so much pressure on himself. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kept making dua. This dua is not to inform Allah Azza wa Jal that I am in need of your help. Allah already knows that. This is to express his humility, express his humbleness before Allah Azza wa Jal. The same Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did on many occasions. During Hajj, when he was in Arafat, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was out under the sun, and during the midday he was out under the sun without having anything to cover his head, because when you are in Hajj, men are not allowed to cover the head. So in that situation he was making dua for hours and hours. We need to learn dua in that manner. We need to learn how to make dua in that manner, that we take time and we talk to Allah Azza wa Jal and we express our humility to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yes, during the day we might be busy and we might make one or two dua quickly and wrap up. That is okay. You know, we are human beings. But the way we take time for Salah, the way we make time for Quran, the way we make time for other ibadat, we also need to take time and make time for dua. Dua is the essential part of Muslim's life. In fact, it is mentioned in the hadith that dua is the essence of the ibadah. Dua is the spirit of ibadah. I have seen some pious people making longer dua. Hafiz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Amir in England, it was very known about him that he would make longer dua. So if he would sit in dua, that's it, you forget now. If you have to talk to him, if you need him for something, just relax, because he's not going to finish very soon. So sometimes his servants, Khadim, want to give him some tea or something, he would wait at the back. Some people told me that when he used to make dua, obviously, you know, people have different patterns when they make dua. Everybody has a different style. So he used to make dua. And then he used to make dua for all the people whom he knew. When was the last time we made dua for our friends with their name? When was the last time we made dua for our uncles and aunties with their name? My such and such auntie, my such and such uncle. Make dua for your friends, for your relatives with their name, and see how much Allah love Allah puts in their hearts for you. And how much love Allah will put in your heart for them. Because this is also adab of dua, that you mention their name, if possible. So he used to make dua and mention all the peoples whom he knew with their name. And he knew lots of people. And he knew lots of people in lots of countries. So he would start from Australia. From Australia, and then he has to travel all around the globe. So sometimes the Khadim will sit at the back. So somebody will come and ask him, where is he now? In which country? Hafiz Patel Sahib, because they want to know when he's going to come back all the way to England and conclude dua. May Allah give us tawfiq to realize the importance of dua and to learn the manners of dua. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.